I'm Emily Downward, Executive Director of Consumer Strategy and Storytelling at Health Union and host of the podcast Living With. As part of our celebration of Black History Month, I recently interviewed my colleague Reggie Hall Jr., Director of Community Development. What does Black History Month mean to you?
It means a lot of things. For me, just someone Black who's grown up in the United States, there's a lot that, at least in my experience growing up with school, there's just a lot of Black history that's not told or left out. So for me, it's a chance to kind of highlight, I mean, I look at it as American history, but it's highlighting accomplishments from Black Americans, and it's a chance to kind of shine some of like our contributions to American history that sometimes gets overlooked or wiped out, or just people just don't even know. I guess I wish that Black history was longer, because I feel like it's almost easy to kind of say it's a month and then it's done, and then you know, it's just done. And then, but I think that what I wish more people can understand is that, like, Black History Month, the things that are highlighted during the month, like, they can and I think should be thought about throughout the year, and not even just in like a Black perspective, but it's also about, you know, it's American history, which I think is why the month is so important, because that part of history is not always taught, and like the lessons from it like aren't always learned, because, you know, if you don't know the history, then you just repeat the same mistakes. So I just think that I just wish personally it was woven into even more than a month, but just throughout the year, and it was considered more American history.
What should people know about Black History Month?
I think they should know that, I think, one, it's American history. Like, it's all part of the same, like, a patchwork quilt. Like, it's just one piece of it. So you can, there's many reasons to appreciate it, whether you're Black or not. And I would say that Black History Month, depending on how far you want to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, all the accomplishments from people in the past and even currently today, there's a lot to learn. You can learn a lot about why do we have things like racial division sometimes today, if you look through the past, and there's a lot of answers that, can be found if you know, for the more reading and that you do.
What do you think about when you hear Black History Month?
I think about a lot of things. Like, I think about, you know, when I look back at the month, I think of highlights that, you know, other Black people have made and contributions. And then I think about struggles and like just some of the challenges that have been overcome. And then I feel a lot of gratitude that, you know, it's 2021 and yeah, you know, we're not in a utopia, but there's been a lot of progress made. So like people have literally sacrificed their lives so that, you know, someone like me can have a good life and less challenges and just more freedom to be who I am. So I feel gratitude. So I feel like a lot of things like pride and gratitude, sometimes sadness too, for some of the struggles that had to be overcome. So it's a mix of emotions.
Are there specific people from history who inspire you?
Definitely. I would say one is, actually Miles Davis, just learning about his story and how he went to kind of like he was classically trained, but his instructors pretty much said, you're not playing the way you're supposed to play. And so then he would leave and go to like Black clubs and he kind of played quote unquote off the script, but he kind of developed his own sound there. So I thought that was really interesting, like his story and how he helped evolve jazz a lot. I mean, and then also cliche, but of course, Barack for me, his story, which I think is actually like a really American story from his multicultural roots. Like, there's just so much in his story that is inspiring. But those are two just stand to mind, but there's many.
What does being a Black man mean to you?
It means a lot of things. I think it means pride, like pride in Black culture. And just, it also to me means responsibility. Like I was talking about some of the sacrifices made from previous generations. You know, a lot of people sacrifice. So for me to have opportunities today. So for me, it means there's a responsibility to make the most of those opportunities, because a lot of people went through a lot of struggle, challenges, so that I could have them, and it would be a waste to just throw it away or take it for granted. So there's as a Black man, there's a responsibility to kind of live up to what other people sacrifice.
What can we learn from Black History Month to help create more inclusive online communities?
Love that question. I mean, one thing I think is that everybody, like, yes, people are different, but my belief is at the end of the day, I don't think our meaning human needs are that different from each other. Like, people want to belong. People want to feel connected. I think if you strip away some of the differentiators from people, that if you just think about the idea that what are people's basic needs and how can you deliver that to them? So from an online, digital online community perspective, I think always keeping in mind how people want to belong and be seen and be heard and be free to express themselves as they are and not have to sacrifice any part of their identity. And if you give them like a forum or space to do that, then I think you're only going to build more community.
I'd like to thank Reggie for sharing his perspective on Black History Month. Health Union is the only digital health company that continuously brings people together by evolving social interactions into meaningful health conversations through a growing portfolio of online health communities. Our core values of inclusion, community, excellence, and transparency guide everything we do. Learn more at health-union.com.